As well as the behavioural aspects of appetite and food intake control, there's evidence that different diets have different physiological effects on satiety. Wim Saris, professor in human nutrition at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, talks about the results of the Diet, Obesity and Genes Project, or Diogenes, which showed how a high-protein diet can help in weight maintenance. Can you tell us more about the Diogenes Project?
Diogenes was one of the biggest obesity-related EU projects in the past years. And I have talked a little bit about the outcome, and especially about the dietary intervention, where we focused on protein intake and the glycemic index of diet in relation to weight maintenance. In the Diogenes project, the dietary intervention, which was an intervention in 8 centers in Europe with about 800-900 people, we first reduced body weight in overweight and obese adults with about 10 to 12 kilograms, because afterwards they are more sensitive for weight regain. And then we followed them for half a year with different diets, with high or low protein content and high or low glycemic index. So we had 4 groups and then a control group. The outcome was quite clear that the high protein, low glycemic index diet is the most effective one talking about weight maintenance. And in fact, that group with high protein, low glycemic index really maintained the body weight loss, which is surprisingly, because mostly if you lose quite a lot of weight, you regain it also quite rapidly again. And that was true in most of the other groups, but not in the high protein, low glycemic group.
The Diogenes Project also looked at the genetic factors behind weight maintenance. How important are genes when it comes to controlling body weight?
So far, I must say that the genetic influence is minor compared to the dietary influence. And this is not the first time we see that. We did other studies, the Nugunov European studies with nutrition gene interaction in obesity, also showed clearly that the type of diet, so let's say high fat or high carbohydrate, it's much more of importance than a genetic background.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.